الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، تسجيلات دار السنة السلفية في لندن يسرها أن تقدم لكم هذه المادة. نسأل الله عز وجل أن ينفع بها الإسلام والمسلمين.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين وعلى آله وصحبه والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، أيها الإخوة الكرام، نواصل درسنا في شرح القواعد الأربع للإمام المجدد محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله. ونأخذ الليلة إن شاء الله القاعدة الأولى من القواعد الأربع، وهي أن تعلم أن الكفار الذين قاتلهم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مقرون بأن الله تعالى هو الخالق المدبر، وأن ذلك لم يدخلهم في الإسلام، والدليل قوله تعالى: قل من يرزقكم من السماء والأرض أمن يملك السمع والأبصار ومن يخرج الحي من الميت ويخرج الميت من الحي ومن يدبر الأمر فسيقولون الله فقل أفلا تتقون. مقتضى هذه القاعدة أن توحيد الربوبية لا يدخل به في الإسلام، فمن أقر بتوحيد الربوبية أقر بأن الله هو الخالق وهو الرازق وهو المدبر وهو المحيي والمميت الذي يصح والذي يمرض، وأنه هو الذي يغني وأنه هو الذي يفقر. من أقر بهذا فإن إقراره هذا لا يدخل به في الإسلام، لأن المشركين الذين قاتلهم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم استباح دماءهم وغنم أموالهم وسبى نساءهم، كلهم كانوا يعتقدون أن الله هو الخالق الرازق المدبر لجميع الأمور، فلم ينفعهم ذلك شيئا، لأنهم عبدوا مع الله غيره وكفروا برسالة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنكروا البعث وكفروا بالقرآن وأنكروه وزعموا أنه سحر وكهانة. فمن آمن بالربوبية ولم يوحد الله تعالى فإنه ليس بمؤمن، فإنه ليس بمؤمن حتى يخلص العبادة لله جل وعلا ويوحد الله تعالى. فمن اعتقد ربوبية الله على كل شيء واعتقد رسالة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، واعتقد البعث بعد الموت، لكنه استباح اتخاذ وسائط مع الله يدعوهم من دون الله ويزعم أنهم شفعاء إلى الله، فإنه في هذه الحالة لا تقبل منه لا صلاة ولا صوم ولا زكاة ولا حج، ولا يقبل الله تعالى منه أي عمل صالح، لقول الله جل وعلا: ولقد أوحي إليك وإلى الذين من قبلك لئن أشركت ليحبطن عملك ولتكونن من الخاسرين، بل الله فاعبد وكن من الشاكرين. إبليس أقر بالربوبية، قال: ربي بما أغويتني، هل ينفعه ذلك الإقرار؟ لا ينفعه ذلك الإقرار. ولهذا قال شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله: ليس المراد بالتوحيد مجرد توحيد الربوبية، وهو اعتقاد أن الله وحده الخالق كما يظن ذلك من يظنه من أهل الكلام والتصوف، إلى أن قال رحمه الله: فإن الرجل لو أقر بما يستحقه الرب تعالى من الصفات ونزهه عن كل ما ينزهه، وأقر بأنه وحده خالق كل شيء، لم يكن موحدا حتى يشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأنه سبحانه هو الإله المستحق بالعبادة ويلتزم بعبادة الله وحده سبحانه وتعالى. فهذه القاعدة، وهي أن تعلم أن الكفار الذين قاتلهم رسول الله مقرون بأن الله هو الخالق الرازق المدبر، وأن ذلك لم يدخلهم في الإسلام. ولهذا يقول تعالى: وإن سألت من خلق السماوات والأرض لا يقولن الله، يقولن الله، وهم أقروا بأن الله هو الخالق الرازق المحيي المميت، لكن ما أفعهم ذلك وما أدخلهم في الإسلام. ولهذا يقول شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله: عن توحيد الألوهية هو الفارق بين المشركين والموحدين، هو الفارق بين المشركين والموحدين. وتوحيد الربوبية يستلزم توحيد الألوهية، توحيد الربوبية يستلزم توحيد الألوهية. ف من أقر بأن الله هو الخالق الرازق المحيي المميت لزمه أن يوحد الله تعالى وأن يخلص له بالعبادة، كما قال الله سبحانه: يا أيها الناس اعبدوا ربكم الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. اعبدوا الله تعالى لماذا؟ لأنه الخالق لكم، المحيي المميت المعز المذل سبحانه وتعالى. فيجب أن يفهم العبد أن توحيد الربوبية لا يدخل أحدا في الإسلام، وتوحيد الربوبية ليس هو المطلوب، فإن معرفة العرب بأن الله جل وعلا هو الخالق وهو الرازق وحده وهو المحيي وحده وهو الميت وحده وهو الذي يجير ولا يجار عليه وهو الذي إليه الأمر وهو الذي ينزل المطر وهو الذي أنشأ جنات معروشات وغير معروشات. كل هذا يقرون به ومع ذلك ما نفعهم ولم يجعلهم الله تعالى لذلك من أهل الإسلام. قال الله تعالى وما يؤمن أكثرهم بالله إلا وهم مشركون. قال بعض أهل العلم وما يؤمن أكثرهم بالله يعني الإيمان بالربوبية إلا وهم مشركون في العبادة. وانظر إلى حال الكفار العرب مقرون بأكثر أفراد الربوبية قل من يرزقكم من السماء والأرض أما يملك السمع والأبصار ومن يخرج الحي من الميت ويخرج الميت من الحي ومن يدبر الأمر فسيقولون الله. يعني الذي يفعل هذه الأشياء هو الله وحده. فقل أفلا تتقون يعني أتقولون ذلك وتقرون بوحدانيته في الربوبية فلا تتقونه في عبادته وحده وترك الإشراك به. فأقام الله عليهم الحجة بما أقروا به على ما أنكروه. وهذه هي طريقة القرآن في إقامة الحجة على المشركين. فإن من براهين التوحيد توحيد العبادة أن تقام الحجة بتوحيد الربوبية لأن من كان هو الفاعل وحده يعني هو الخالق وحده الرازق وحده إلى آخر أفراد الربوبية فإنه هو الذي يستحق العبادة دون ما سواه. ولهذا قال سبحانه منكرا على المشركين أيشركون ما لا يخلق شيئا وهم يخلقون. قال عز وجل قل الحمد لله وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى الله خير أما يشركون. ووصف الذين جعلهم المشركون آلهة بأنهم عاجزون وليس لهم قدرة وليس لهم خلق وليس لهم صفات تجعل أولئك يتوجهون إليه كما قال عز وجل وإن يسلبهم الذباب شيئا لا يستنقذوه من ضعف الطالب والمطلوب. هذا مثل الذين توجهوا إليهم بالعبادة. وإقرار المشركين بالربوبية لم يدخلهم في الإسلام لم يدخلهم في الإسلام. ومن هنا يتبين غلط. لهذا غلط المتكلمون حينما عرفوا الإله لأنه القادر على الاختراع. قالوا الإله هو القادر على الاختراع فعندهم معنى لا إله إلا الله راجع إلى الربوبية. وهذا أعظم غلط على دين الإسلام الذي غلط به المتكلمون على الدين وعلى الملة حيث جعلوا الابتلاء واقعا في الربوبية. وكذلك الحزبيون الذين يفسرون لا إله إلا الله بقولهم لا حاكم إلا الله أو من يفسرونها لا خالق إلا الله فهذا تفسير غير صحيح تفسير غير صحيح. والتفسير الحق لا معبود بحق إلا الله. فمراد الإمام المجدد رحمه الله من هذه القاعدة المهمة اليقينية لأن هذه القاعدة يقينية من حال الكفار وحال المشركين في أنهم مقرون بتوحيد الربوبية ولم ينفعهم ولم يدخلهم في الإسلام ولم يجعل لهم حقا لأنهم أشركوا مع الله جل وعلا آلهة أخرى وعبدوا آلهتهم الباطلة وقالوا أجعل الآلهة إلها واحدا إن هذا لشيء عجاب. فإذا نظرنا يا إخوة في هذا الزمن وفي زمن الشيخ وما قبله وما بعده في أن هناك من يوقن بالربوبية ولكنه يشرك في العبادة فإن ذلك لا ينفعه كحال الأولين، لأن القاعدة أن مشركي العرب كانوا يوقنون بالربوبية. واليوم قد يأتي على بعض النفوس ضعف إذا سمع من يقول إن شاء الله أو سمع من يذكر الله جل وعلا أو يقول عن الله وربه وهو مولاه أو نحو ذلك ظنه مسلما وقنع منه بذلك، وهذا لم يقع الابتلاء به أصلا، بل لا بد أن يكون موحدا في عبادته عز وجل، يعني أن يعبد الله بما جاء به المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم ويكون متبرئا خالصا من الشرك وأهله. هذا هو مضمون هذه القاعدة المهمة، وهو أن توحيد الربوبية لا يدخل أحدا في الإسلام إلا بتحقيق الألوهية وإخلاص العبادة لله جل وعلا. أسأل الله تعالى بأسمائه الحسنى وصفاته العلى أن يوفقنا وإياكم للعلم النافع والعمل الصالح وإخلاص القول والعمل. وأرجو أن تكونوا قد فهمتم يا إخوة هذه القاعدة المهمة، وهو أن توحيد الربوبية لا يدخل أحد في الإسلام إلا لتحقيق توحيد الألوهية. إن التوحيد ليس هو الإقرار بالربوبية فقط بدون الإقرار بتوحيد الألوهية وتوحيد الأسماء والصفات، وأن الشرك ليس هو الشرك في الربوبية فقط، بل ليس هناك أحد أشرك في الربوبية إلا شواذ من الخلق، وإلا فكل الأمم تقر بتوحيد الربوبية. فلا أحد ادعى أن هناك أحدا يخلق مع الله أو يرزق مع الله أو يحيي مع الله، بل المشركون مقرون بأن الله هو الخالق الرازق المحيي المميت. ومن هنا نعلم التلازم بين أنواع التوحيد الثلاثة، وذلك أن توحيد الربوبية يستلزم توحيد الألوهية، يعني أن من أقر بربوبية الله لزمه وعقلا أن يفرده بالعبادة وحده دون سواه، وأن توحيد الألوهية يتضمن الربوبية، بمعنى أن من أقر من أفرد الله بالعبادة في ضمن هذا الإفراد والتوجه بالعبادة لله وحده الاعتراف بربوبية الله وهيمنته على جميع مخلوقاته وتصرفه المطلق. وتوحيد الربوبية والألوهية يستلزمان توحيد الأسماء والصفات، يستلزمان توحيد الأسماء والصفات. فيجب أن نفهم هذا الأمر فهما جيدا، ونسأل الله تعالى للجميع التوفيق والتسديد، وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. وبعد، the Sheikh حفظه الله began by praising Allah سبحانه وتعالى, the Lord of the Universe and he sent a peace and salutations upon Muhammad, upon the one who sent as a mercy to mankind, and upon his companions and those who followed him in goodness until the day of judgment. And he said to proceed, O noble brothers, we continue our lesson with explanation of Qawa'id Arba', the four fundamental principles, by the Imam, the Reviver, Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab, may Allah have mercy on him. And he said, we begin today, or begin tonight, the first principle. We will take the first principle from the four principles. And it is that you know that the disbelievers who the Messenger of Allah fought against, to know that the disbelievers who the Messenger of Allah fought against, they used to affirm that Allah is indeed the creator and the one who deals with the affairs of the universe. And that did not enter them into Islam. That did not enter them into Islam. And the proof is a statement of Allah Azza wa Jal. Say who provides for you from the sky and the earth, or who owns hearing this and the sight, and who brings out the living from the dead and brings out the dead from the living, and who disposes the affairs. They will say, Allah. Say, will you not then be afraid of Allah's punishment? Will you not then have piety? So this is the first principle. This is the first principle. And the Sheikh said, the meaning of this principle is that the Tawheed of Lordship does not make the person enter into Islam. The meaning or the summary of this principle is that Tawheed of Lordship does not enter the person into Islam. So whosoever approves or affirms Tawheed of Lordship, and he affirms that Allah Azza wa Jal is the creator, and he is the provider, and he is the one who takes care of the affair of this universe, and he's the one that brings out, or he's the one that gives life, and he's the one that takes away life. Yes, the one who grants health, and the one who also afflicts illness, and the one who gives the person, or who gives anyone wealth, and the one who deprives the people of wealth. Whosoever affirms this, then this affirmation of his does not enter him to Islam. This affirmation of his does not enter him into Islam, because the mushrikeen, the polytheists that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam fought against, and he made their blood, or the shedding of their blood, halal, and he took their wealth as booty or war booty, and also took their women as female slaves. All of those those mushrikeen, those polytheists, they used to believe and they used to hold that Allah was the creator, or is the creator, and he is the provider. He is the one who takes care of the matters of this universe, and he is. And this did not benefit them. So this belief that the polytheists used to have and used to hold did not benefit them at all, and it did not enter them into Islam, because they worshipped someone other than Allah, or they worshipped someone beside Allah. They have worshipped someone beside Allah, and they have rejected and denied the message of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they have rejected and denied the resurrection and the bringing back after the person, after the people die, and they rejected and they disbelieved in the Quran, and they claimed that it is magic. They claimed that the Quran is magic. So whosoever affirms lordship and he does not have Tawheed of Allah, he does not fulfill the Tawheed of Allah, then this person is not a believer. Whosoever affirms Lordship but does not have the correct Tawheed of Allah, then this person is not a believer. Then the Shaykh continues and he says, until he has sincerity in the worship of Allah. So the person is not a believer until he fulfills he achieves sincerity in the worship of Allah. And whosoever believes or affirms the Lordship of Allah, and he affirms and believes in the message of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the day of resurrection, however, this person, while believing all of this, he takes intermediaries between him and Allah, and he supplicates to them and he calls upon them, then such person, in this case, his prayer or fasting or hajj or charity zakah is not accepted from him, even though he affirmed all of this, but he took intermediaries between him and Allah, supplicating to them, then no fasting, no zakah, no hajj is accepted from him. or any righteous action. And this is due to the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, and it was revealed to you and to those who preceded you. If you commit shirk, then your actions would have been nullified. Your actions would have been nullified. Then the Shaykh, may Allah preserve him, he continued and he said, Iblis, he affirmed lordship. Iblis, he affirmed lordship. And he said, Rabbi bima aghwaytani. Aghwaytani was Allah. You delayed me. Charles, yeah. Iblis, he said that he affirmed the lordship of Allah, and he said, "Oh my Lord, for that which you have child me." So he said, "Oh my Lord, for that which you have child me with." And the Shaykh said, "Does this benefit him? Does this affirmation of the lordship of Allah benefit him? Of course not." Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, he said, "The intent behind Tawheed, the intent." Behind Tawheed is not just merely lordship. Is not merely lordship, to believe that Allah is the Creator alone. Yes, as some people think, as some people from the people of speech, some people the people of rhetoric and the people of tasawwuf, as they believe that Tawheed is lordship only. Shaykh Islam said this is wrong. However, he said that the man, if he affirms that Allah, if the man affirms that Allah is the Lord, and he affirms all of his beautiful attributes, and he frees him, and he negates all the things that he negated from himself, and his messenger negated from him, yes, this person is not a muwahid. This person is not a person of tawheed until he testifies that لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له, that no one has the right to be worshipped except Allah, and he has no partner, and that Allah Almighty and Exalted, he is the only one deserving of worship. So this person, Shaykh Sam Bittimi says, is not a muwahid until he affirms that Allah is the only one deserving of worship. The Shaykh said this qaida, or this principle, and it is that you know that the disbelievers or the polytheists, they used to affirm that Allah is the creator. The polytheists, the ones who the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam fought, they used to affirm that Allah is the creator, and he is the provider, and he's the one who takes care of the affairs of this world or this universe. And the proof for this, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala said, وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهِ. And if you were to ask him who created the heavens and the earth, then they would say Allah. If you were to ask him who created the heavens and the earth, then they would say Allah. So the Shaykh said, so this affirmation or this belief did not benefit them at all. Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah also says another statement regarding Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah, the Tawheed of worship. The other category of Tawheed, which is Tawheed of worship. He said regarding this, Tawheed of worship, he said it is the difference between the polytheist and the people upon monotheism, the Muwahideen. The Tawheed of worship is the difference or the line between the polytheist and the people of Tawheed. So Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, the Tawheed of Lordship, necessitates that the person also fulfills Tawheed of worship. If the person achieves or fulfills the Tawheed of Lordship, this necessitates for him to also fulfill Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah, the Tawheed of worship. So whosoever affirms that Allah is the provider, is the creator, and the one who takes care of the affairs of this universe, the one who gives life, the one who takes it away. So whosoever affirms all of this, then it is upon him, it is an obligation upon him, that he also fulfills the tawheed of Allah with sincerity. So he worships Allah with sincerity. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O people, أَيَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ عُبُدُوا رَبَّكُمْ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ. O people, or all mankind, worship your Lord, the one who created you. Worship your Lord, the one who created you. So the Shaykh said, Allah said in this verse, worship him. This is Tawheed of worship. Be sincere to him in worship. Why? Because he is the one who created you. So this is lordship. So because he is the one that created you, because he is the one that deserving of lordship, then you should worship him. All mankind, worship your Lord, the one who created you. So it is the Shaykh said that the way that the slave or the slave of Allah should understand the Tawheed is that the Tawheed of Rububiyyah, or that which the slave of Allah should understand, is that the tawheed of rububiyyah, tawheed of worship, tawheed of lordship does not enter anyone into Islam. It does not cause anyone to be Muslim. And it is not what is requested anyway. The Shaykh said, it is not alone what is requested from the person. The tawheed of worship is not alone what is requested from the person. Because the Arabs at the time of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they used to know this. They used to affirm that Allah was the creator, and He's the one that gives life, and He's the one who takes away life, He's the one who gives wealth, and everything like that. So they used to single out Allah in his actions. Now, however, the Shaykh said, along with that, this did not benefit them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He did not include them, or He did not consider them to be from the people of Islam. Allah said, وَمَا يَؤْمِنْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ بِاللَّهِ وَإِلَّا وَهُمْ مُشْرِكُونَ. And the majority of them do not believe in Allah except while they are mushrikeen. They are mushrikeen. Yes, the majority of them do not believe in Allah except that they are mushrikeen. They fall into shirk. And the people of knowledge, the Shaykh said, the people of knowledge said regarding this ayah that they believed in the lordship only. They affirmed the lordship of Allah only. However, they denied and rejected and disbelieved in the worship of Allah, in the tawheed of worship of Allah. And he said, and the Shaykh said, and also look towards the state of the people as well now, how the people also believe the same. So the Shaykh said, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, he mentioned the verse that we have read the first time, and he said, he quoted it, say, who provides for you from the sky and the earth, or who owns hearing and sight, and who brings out the living from the dead, and who brings out the dead from the living, and who disposes the affairs. They will say, Allah. Say, will you not then be afraid of Allah's punishment? Or will you then not have any piety? So the Shaykh said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, regarding the polytheists, regarding the mushrikeen, He established the proof against them because of the lordship that they used to hold. So they used to believe and they used to affirm the lordship. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He established the proof against them and held them to account because of what they have affirmed. So, and the Shaykh said, this is the way of the Quran. This is the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla in the Quran. So He establishes the proof, the hujjah, against the mushrikeen with that which they used to affirm already. So they used to affirm that Allah is deserving of lordship. They used to single out Allah in lordship. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of that, He established the proof against them. And He said, will you not then have piety? Will you not then worship Him sincerely? Na'am. So the Shaykh said, because the one who has all of these attributes, all of these beautiful attributes, na'am, he is the one who is deserving of being worshipped. Yes, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioning here to the polytheist that you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one that does all of these or carries out all of these actions alone. Yes, so this means that He is the only one deserving of worship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَيُشْرِكُونَ مَا لَا يَخْلُقُ شَيْئًا وَهُمْ يُخْلَقُونَ. Do they take, يعني, do associate partners with Allah? They take as partners with Allah those who do not create anything. Rather, they themselves are created. Na'am, they take as partners those who do not, or they take partners beside Allah, those who do not create anything, and rather they are created. And also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَىٰ عِبَادِهِ الَّذِينَ اصْطَفَىٰ أَلَّهُ خَيْرٌ أَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, say, all praise is due to Allah, and the salutations upon His slaves whom He has chosen. Is Allah better, or those who they take as partners with Him? Is Allah better, or those who they take partners beside Him? And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in another verse regarding those who associate partners with Him. He says, وَإِنْ يَسْلُبْهُمُ الذُّبَابُ شَيْئًا لَا يَسْتَنْقِذُهُ ضَعْفَ الطَّالِبُ وَالْمَطْلُوبُ. And if the flies, you know, the insects, the flies, take anything from them, or steal or take anything from them, they cannot bring it back, or they cannot take it back from Him, and they cannot save it from Him. And the person who is asking and the person who is being asked are both unable. The person who is asking and the person who is being asked regarding the polytheist, both of them, they are unable. Both of them, they are unable to do anything. So the affirmation of the polytheist with the affirmation of lordship from the polytheist did not enter them into Islam. Yes, and the Shaykh said that In this, according to some people, those people of rhetoric, they mention, or those people of philosophy, they mention when they define the statement La ilaha illallah, they say, defining the word ilah, yani God, they define it as the one who's able to invent. They define the word ilah, God, they define it as the one who's able to invent, yani from nothing. And the Sheikh said, so this is the meaning of La ilaha illallah according to them. According to those people, the meaning of La ilaha illallah is that there's no one who creates except Allah, or there's no creator except Allah. And the Sheikh said, and this is a mistake. This is from the greatest mistakes that the person ascribes to Islam. This is from the greatest of mistakes that the person ascribes to Islam. And likewise, those people of partisanships, they interpret the statement of La ilaha illallah by saying there's no rule but Allah's rule, or there's no law but Allah's law. The only legislator is Allah. There's no legislator except Allah. And the Sheikh said, and this is also a mistake. And the correct definition of La ilaha illallah is that there's no one has the right to be worshipped in truth except Allah. There's no one that has the right to be worshipped in truth except Allah. And also, this is the intent of the author, Sheikh Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab, when he mentions that the statement of La ilaha illallah, the actual meaning of it, this is the intent of Sheikh Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab, that there is no one has the right to be worshipped except Allah. No one has the right to be worshipped in truth except Allah. And that also, the Musannif, the author, he also meant that the Kuffar, and he mentioned that the Kuffar and the polytheists, the disbelievers, they used to affirm that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is deserving of the lordship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one deserving of lordship. However, they fallen into shirk and they have worshipped gods beside Allah. They have worshipped idols and gods beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, while affirming that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is only one deserving of the actions of lordship. And they said, أَجَعَلَ الْآلِهَةَ إِلَٰهًا وَاحِدًا إِنَّ هَذَا لَشَيْءٍ عُجَابٍ. They said, those disbelievers, those polytheists, regarding the messenger, they said, did he make all of the gods one? Indeed, this is an amazing matter. This is an amazing thing. So they said, did he make all of the gods one god? Rather, this is something strange, or this is something amazing. So the lordship alone does not benefit the person. Yes, the lordship alone does not benefit the person. The Sheikh said the polytheists of the Arabs, at the time of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were the same as well. They used to affirm Allah's lordship alone, without, of course, worshiping him, being sincere to him in the religion and being sincere to him in worshiping him. And the Sheikh said some people may have some doubts, and that when they see some people mentioning some statements from the religion of Islam, and they utter some statements that are said by the Muslims, he judges by this and he says this person is a Muslim. Naam, he judges by this and he says this person is a Muslim. And he does not, the Sheikh said, however, he has to be muwahhid. He has to be a muwahhid. He has to worship Allah alone as well. It is not enough that he says, he praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or he singles them out in Allah's actions. It's not enough. He has to be muwahhid. He has to also fulfill the worship of Allah. And this is to worship Allah with that which the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with. To worship Allah with what the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with. And also to free himself, for the person to free himself from shirk and its people. So the Sheikh said, this is the what this qaida, what this principle includes. This what the this principle contains, and it is that the tawheed of rububiyyah, the tawheed of lordship, does not enter anybody into Islam. Yes, rather it is with tawheed of ibadah, tawheed of worship. Yes, and also the Sheikh said, likewise the opposite. The tawheed of ibadah, the tawheed of worship, does not make the person enter into Islam without the tawheed of worship, lordship. Yes, if the person worship Allah alone, but he does not have affirm the attributes of lordship to Allah, then of course this does not enter him into Islam. So the Sheikh said, I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to grant us beneficial knowledge and righteous actions, and also to grant us sincerity. And the Sheikh said, I hope that you brothers understood this principle. I hope that you brothers understood this principle, And this principle was that, again, the Sheikh said, the polytheist, those who the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam fought against, they used to hold, or they used to affirm, that Allah is the creator, the provider, the one who takes care of the universe. Now, and this did not enter them into Islam. So the Sheikh said, the affirmation of lordship is not tawheed. The affirmation of lordship alone cannot be considered tawheed without worship. The affirmation of lordship cannot be alone considered tawheed except with worship. And likewise, shirk. Likewise, shirk, it is not, or it does not only happen into within lordship. Shirk does not only take place in relation to lordship, but rather also happens in worship as well. Na'am? So the Sheikh said, and all of the nations, none of them, they used to, none of them used to believe that there's other than Allah that creates, or there's other than Allah that provides. Na'am? None of the nations before. So they all used to agree that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is deserving of lordship, or the attributes of lordship. So the Sheikh said, no one used to say that someone creates beside Allah. From the nations before, nobody claimed that someone creates beside Allah. And the Sheikh said, and from here we understand how each category of tawheed, each one of them necessitates the other. Each one of them calls for the other. Each category of tawheed. So whosoever worships Allah alone with lordship, then it is upon him, or that necessitates from him, that he worships Allah alone. So whosoever fulfills the lordship of Allah, this necessitates for him that he also fulfills the tawheed of worship. And the opposite, vice versa as well. The person worships Allah alone and he fulfills the tawheed of worship, then this necessitates that he also affirms the lordship of Allah. So whosoever singles out Allah in worship, then he has to also single out Allah in na'am. So whosoever singles out Allah in worship, and this means that this necessitates that he also singles out Allah in lordship, and that he is the one who deals with the universe, and he's the one that takes the care of the affairs of this universe, and both of them necessitate the other, and both of them necessitate the tawheed of the names and attributes, the tawheed of worship and the tawheed of lordship. Both of them necessitate and call for the tawheed of the names and attributes. So the Sheikh said, it is upon us to understand this issue. It is upon us, it is obligatory upon us to understand this issue and comprehend it in a good way. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us success. And wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.